The legislative map makes several Republican districts more Republican by making a smaller number of Democratic districts more Democratic. Put another way, it cedes a certain number of seats to Democrats in order to give Republicans a net gain in others. The same is true in the congressional map, where Republican Sean Duffy's 7th congressional district gets more Republican by shedding Democratic turf to Ron Kind's 3rd district. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says it displaces legislators from both parties, but the bottom line is that the map is constitutional.
It's the old analogy, squeezing the balloon. You can't make a change in northern Wisconsin that doesn't have an effect in southeastern Wisconsin, or vice versa. So you've got to adhere to the principles that ultimately will render the map constitutional.
Normally, legislators would wait for local governments to draw their maps, but Republicans are also changing the law to let the state go first. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach called it a clear admission that the GOP was worried it would lose the chance to draw these maps if it waited until after next month's recall elections.
Let's be honest, Mr. President, the reason why we are here today, as opposed to 6 months from now dealing with redistricting, is this is all purely political. This is all about the recall elections and nothing more.
Democrats also contend these maps violate the Federal Voting Rights Act by taking away the power of minority voters to influence elections in southeast Wisconsin and by failing to adequately reflect Wisconsin's Hispanic population growth. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.